I'm on the steering committee for the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival, as the board chair of About Face Veterans Against the War. And we are currently marching on the beach in rows of 4x4. There's about, oh my gosh, probably about 300 of us who are marching on the beach right now, we are standing at the ocean's edge, being led by reverends and ministers and faith leaders. We are going to anoint each other into this holy place where ministers have happened here in Friendship Park, where families have been reunited. And because of scapegoating and immigration crackdown, they are trying to make it so that we can't hold our religious activities here at Friendship Park or Las Posadas. A month ago, they came out and they put out razor wire in Friendship Park. There's never been razor wire in Friendship Park before. And they're over-militarizing the border, using our taxpayer dollars and making people very, very afraid and killing people with deterrence. Tear gas was used on families here at the border, and that should never happen. Tear gas is actually banned in combat by the Chemical Weapons Treaty of 1993, and yet our Border Patrol feels like that they can launch it at families here. So I, as a veteran, have to speak out about that and say, you know, the troops that were supposed to go home December 15th, and they extended that, send them home, demilitarize our border, take away this razor wire, and improve the process so that people can apply for asylum as they are bound by international rights decrees to be able to do.
I know you're part of a whole delegation of different groups from Colorado. Who is there from Colorado? What different faith groups are actually represented?
Well, there's people here who are United Methodist, United Church of Christ, Disciple of Christ, Unitarian Universalist. There's people of Jewish faith here, people who are of Islamic faith, Muslim people are here. Quakers and Unitarian Universalists are also here. Those are just some of the faith groups that have been represented here. So you can imagine, I see a Buddhist priest back here. So there's lots of different clergy, lots of different religious garb, because this is a sanctified and holy space that we're going to keep holy. We're not going to allow this militarization to happen here.
And why is immigration such an important issue for you personally as a veteran, but also as a member of a faith community?
So definitely immigration rights are deeply tied to veterans. On the other side of the border here in Tijuana, there are two deported veterans' houses of people who served in our military and ended up being deported, because when you serve in the military, you're not guaranteed citizenship. In fact, there are people who have undocumented status who are deployed to the border right now because of how broken our immigration system is. And as About Face Veterans Against the War, we are really tired of seeing our military used as political spectacle. Instead of a true foreign policy, which would solve the situation, deploying the troops who can legally do nothing, which can't touch migrants, they can't touch refugees, can't touch asylum seekers. So they are here purely for political show, to put down the razor wire, even when legally they cannot do nothing. And I'm against these kinds of deployments and misuse of force, especially when we have the longest war that the United States has ever waged for the last 17 years. And so we've got to step up as a society and say we're not going to allow our military to continue to be used in this way just to garner political aims and not actually help people.
And as a member of a faith community and a leader in a faith community, why is immigration an issue?
Immigration is an issue, especially here at the border where they have been able to do religious rituals, the Las Posadas. And all religions call for caring for the stranger and the holiness of the migrant family, that once you were a stranger and were welcome, so you should welcome others, that compassion is a core principle. It is our higher selves, a higher law that we are appealing to say that we need to welcome these people here, that we need to give them asylum, we need to reconcile and atone for the failed foreign policy that we have done overseas by welcoming people and demilitarize our foreign presence and here at the border.